Thank you. Thank you for giving me floor, Your Excellency, Mr. Chairman, Mrs. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you very much for organizing this roundtable discussion on these very important issues related with the drug problems, which provides good opportunity for constructive dialogue and to share the information. I'm very honored to speak and share some of our experiences in Mongolia in fighting against illicit trafficking. The drug trafficking crime has been increasing in Mongolia, and Mongolia has become a consumer country from a transit country, and it's especially is used by youth. In 2014, drug crime has been peaked at 69%, and women involved in drug-related crimes has been doubled recently. So the government of Mongolia's policy combating drug crimes focused on the supply reduction. We recently has initiated a comprehensive criminal justice reform with the central focus to effectively combat the newly emerging and transnational crimes, including the illicit drug trafficking. As part of this reform initiative, we have revised our criminal code and the criminal procedure code, including the criminalization and the persecution of drug trafficking crime. We also fully abolished death penalty for all crimes, including drug-related crimes. And we also amended the law against money laundering and terrorism financing, and effectively cooperates with regional international mechanisms such as FATF. But despite this reform, we face challenges which requires effective and innovative solutions. In order to effectively combat illicit trafficking, it is crucial to have capable and skilled law enforcement. We strive to improve the capacity of our law enforcement agencies, particularly police and border officers, but still more needs to be done. Many law enforcement agencies remain poorly equipped to investigate complex transnational trafficking and lack the skills and resources. Therefore, for us, it's very important to work and cooperate with the international and regional organizations to provide necessary assistance to build the capacity and professional skills. We also need to strengthen the institutions, law enforcement institutions, such as forensic laboratories, to detect the specific drugs. Secondly, the strengthening cross-border cooperation, especially with the neighboring countries, is also crucial in combating illicit trafficking. Mongolia also continue to develop the cooperation with the neighboring countries. For example, we have conducted joint training for police officers covering investigation and operation for narcotic drug-related crimes in bilateral cooperation with the Federal Drug Control Service of Russia. And we plan to continue this type of bilateral cooperation, not only with the neighboring countries, but also with other countries. Also, the mutual legal assistance agreements concerning the criminal matters is also very crucial for combating the illicit drug trafficking. We have signed 23 mutual legal assistance and extradition agreements with 9 countries, and we also need and plan to have more mutual legal assistance agreements with other countries. But it's also very important to execute and implement these bilateral legal assistance agreements in a timely and efficient manner. Lastly, it is also very important to share the information and best practices on preventing and countering drug-related crimes. Therefore, the international and regional institutes should facilitate this process even more effectively. Thank you for your attention.